We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's a brand new afternoon show on 94 WIP. Ike Reese over there. I'm Spike Eskin along with Jackie Baseball. At 5 o'clock every single day, we do the top 5 at 5. Jack does the top 5 at 5. I am told, I don't have inside information about what it is, but I am told that Jack's top 5 at 5 today will be controversial. What do you got, buddy?
So listen, obviously yesterday the Bill of Spike came out, and social media reaction, hot and heavy.
So the Bill of Spike is the 6 rules I put out for calling the WIP afternoon show. Should I quickly say what they are?
Sure.
So the Bill of Spike, get to the point immediately. Number one, don't ask how we're doing. We're doing great. No speakerphones. Don't tell me the rules. I'll tell you the rules. Greet all of the hosts or none of the hosts. And please do not say any of the hosts got the job because of their dad.
Now you can add to this, right? This is the first version of the Bill of Spike?
Absolutely. You can absolutely have amendments.
Turns out people don't like being told what to do.
Oh.
Yeah, I would say it doesn't seem like the people like that.
It's been controversial online.
And obviously, ever since we announced the show, a lot of comments about the show. And I have for you today the top 5 most annoying complaints about the show.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of annoying complaints about the show that annoy me every day.
Okay.
I've narrowed it down to 5. Number 5, listen, you can call me fat. You can say I don't know baseball. You could say, I don't know sports. But the people that say Jack's not as funny as he thinks he is, it's just not true.
That's where you draw the line.
I'm funny, man. Like, if there's one thing I can be on the radio, it's pretty funny. Drop board, behind here. That one's a little over the top.
Now, funny, but do you think you're as funny as you think you are, is what they're saying. They're not saying you're not funny objectively.
Right.
They're saying that you're not as funny as you think you
are. Turns out, not everyone loves sarcasm. I've also learned that.
People hate sarcasm.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And I love sarcasm. So not always the best mix right there.
Okay.
But I would say I'm funny. Because you want to know why? Because I don't know if you heard, but Ike had a good relationship with Nick Saban. And that was actually emphasized by what he said to Brian Baldinger.
Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was. You're an idiot.
That was just an impromptu part of the top 5.
It's another one.
He's doing pause things in the middle of interviews, man. Just let me do the interview, man. Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was. Should have said how stiff my hips were. Yes.
I know. The fourth most annoying complaint about this new show is the people that go, well, serious it is. I'm gonna go. Okay. We found the people. We found the ones that are gonna go listen to Sirius.
Oh, Sirius.
Yeah.
XM. You know, the thing I think is I welcome everyone's opinion, except for the bad ones. I welcome everyone's opinion. But my typical thing is, if I don't like something, generally, I just go do something else and don't announce to the place that I don't like that I'm not going there anymore. So I think a lot of the people that say things like that are frustrated, but probably still with us. They don't like change here in Philadelphia.
Not the biggest fan.
Yeah.
No.
Nobody likes change.
No, that's a good point. Here, though.
You like change, though. I mean, I feel like you change a lot.
Well, I guess. But I eat the exact same breakfast every day.
Okay.
I eat almost the exact same lunch every day. I walk. I take the same exact walk every morning.
Maybe you don't like changes.
Maybe he does not like change.
Yeah, I've been with the same girl for 16 years.
Yeah. That's what we are, though, on this show.
We are.
We are commitments men.
Commitment men.
We are commitment men. We are.
That's exactly right. The third most annoying complaint about the new show, and I like, people really think they're clever when they come up with this one. Like, ooh, those guys have faces for radio. What are you, 5? Like, as if the person behind the stupid profile picture that's an egg or whatever. I'm sure you're gorgeous as you sit in your freaking parents' basement doing your nonsense. Yeah.
We can't all look like Keith Jones.
Yeah. And by the way.
And I don't mean Jonesy.
Yeah.
Oh, the other, the TV Keith Jones. Yes, yeah.
My response to that is, well, yeah, we're on the radio. So everything worked out. You said face for radio. We're right. on the radio. Everything worked out.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Also, not bad looking. I'm just letting everyone know.
It's a good looking show.
It's a pretty good looking
this
show.
This whole top five at five is about Jack. I'm funny.
I am funny.
Good looking.
Yes. Good looking.
Yeah.
A little chunky.
Yep. Yeah. And he's
commitment.
Commitment.
Yeah. Man. The second most annoying complaint about the new show is people have labeled all three of us apologists for certain teams.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Maybe it's just we know the team better than you. All right? Like, it's as simple as that. Like, you can call it apologist. Maybe it's more of explaining why things are a certain way. Ike's not an Eagles apologist. You're not a Sixers apologist. I'm a Phillies apologist. But, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are a Phillies apologist.
You are a Phillies apologist.
Like, honestly, we're getting.
You are a Phillies apologist.
We're getting, like, shrapnel from. About
we're catching
of how
it.
You
yeah,
are.
It's not excuses. It's explanations.
Yes.
But the number one most annoying complaint about the new show, and this is infuriating. Oh, poor Ike. Oh, how does Ike even show up to work every day? He must be so bashing his head through the wall. Like, oh, poor Ike.
Miserable, man, I am.
Ike's fine. Ike is perfectly fine.
Like, I'm being forced to work with you,
too. Yeah.
I do think online comments are worse than they've ever been overall.
Oh, yeah.
Now, maybe it's just everywhere I go, because they were bad up in New York as well. But I did not, when I did the Bill of Spike, first of all, I think that the rules will help make the show better. Mm-hmm. But also, it was a little tongue-in-cheek.
Yes.
The dad thing at the end.
Yes.
We're all having a good time.
Yes.
Some people reacted as if I had declared martial law in Philadelphia and everyone must be in their homes by sundown and everyone's going to get, you know, bread and water to eat.
Hold on.
What
do people want? All I see on social, too many callers. And now you try to get them in line a little bit. It's like, oh, now you're being mean to the callers.
Right, yeah. And that's the funny thing about it. Jack is exactly right. Because we would get, before you came down, Spike, to join us officially this week, we would always get the whole, you're the same callers on the show every day. You bring the same guys on. You leave them on too long. This, that, and the other. So to Jack's point, it's like, well, either you guys are okay with it or you're not okay with it. We're trying to switch some things up, do some things that makes the show more efficient. I think it's going to be great.
Yes.
The board has been lit for 3 days straight here. So even the people, you told me this years ago, and I've adopted the rule, Twitter's not real.
It is not real.
So reading those comments on Twitter, sure, there are real people out there putting them out there, but it's not truly indicative of what's really going on. And I would say, looking at the boards for the last 3 days, I see a lot of new callers that have called up. The board has been lit like it normally is. So in other words, it's not as if people had decided they don't want to be a part of the show because of your rules.
We're actually going to get more people a part of the show this way.
Yes.
And as we heard with Chuck's call earlier, if you go, if you model your call after the rules, your call is going to be better.
Yep.
And you have a better chance of getting on the air more times and becoming a Hall of Fame caller at WIP.
Good stuff.
Today's show brought to you by Guida. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guida Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Talking about the big Sixers win last night, I did at halftime, I was doing the eulogy for the Sixers in my head at halftime because I do the podcast right after the game. So I was going to have to talk about it immediately. And I started talking about, oh my God, we're going to have to start talking about whether they should continue forward with Embiid. We're going to talk about is Maxey who we thought we were and blah, blah, blah. And then the fourth quarter came around and the big guy did what we wanted out of the big guy. Was it a complete game, 48 points, 17 rebounds, 8 assists, 1 turnover, 6 blocks? No. Mm-hmm. But when it came to nut cutting time, he was there. He came through. blocked shots, scored points, had assists, and they won. And because of that, I believe that that turn is going to last the rest of the playoffs. Do I think it means they win a championship?
Right.
Yeah, whatever. But I think that it means that we're getting a determined good Joel Embiid for this Knicks series, which I think means that they win it.
I certainly hope you're right. We talked about this, I believe it was either Monday or Tuesday. Embiid didn't play Sunday. He hadn't played since that game where he seemingly
Friday against
Orlando. Jammed his knee or jammed his whatever. And he finished the game, but he didn't play the next game. So we didn't know what he was going to look like last night. And I'll say that while I'm encouraged by the overall team win and what they showed, I will say I'm a little concerned moving forward with Embiid, because I'm not yet sure, is he completely healthy? If it's conditioning, I'm less concerned.
Because that can come throughout the playoffs.
That'll get better. But if he doesn't feel good or that knee isn't as stable, here's what I'm concerned with, Spike, and I haven't looked at the scheduling for the Knicks series. How many days are off in between these games?
Not a lot. So it's Saturday, Monday, I believe Wednesday, Friday.
Game three is Thursday.
Oh, really?
Because that's the draft day.
Yeah, that's game three?
I think, right? Or was that game four?
I bet that's game four.
Okay.
I bet it goes, if there's only some way we could find out, I bet it goes Saturday,
right,
Monday, Thursday is what I think it is.
Saturday,
Monday, Thursday. Yeah.
So it would be game three.
Yes, that would be game three. You're correct. I think I started a day earlier.
Okay.
Whatever. Yes, you're right.
I was just wondering, like, how much time would he have to recover in between the games, because – like, he may look good Saturday, okay, but then what does it look like Monday?
Monday, yeah.
Saturday, Monday, Thursday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Okay.
I already forgot that.
That first round, they got a lot of matches. I mean,
a lot of days.
Yeah, and you got so many different series, so.
Yeah, you
got
to worry about his stiffness in those games.
Yeah, you do.
You
Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was.
So good.
Awesome.
Paul in South Jersey, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up?
Why don't they call this the Ike Reese Show yet? Ike, how many hosts have you been through at this point?
Ooh.
Let's see. Spike would be my fourth host, I believe.
So when Howard. Michael B.
Yep.
Carlin. Johnny Marks.
Oh, you're the fifth host.
Yes.
Well, I was in there for
months. We had Jack, yeah.
Yes.
So it's been five and a half hosts.
LeBron Ike, man.
Well, no, but you're still here. So he
it doesn't count as you leaving.
Coach Killer.
It's a good point, Paul. Yeah, I have been asked that before, and I don't really have a good answer.
You know, Paul, though, I think this one's going to last. That would be my bet that this one lasts.
Yeah, it's a good show. I'm just saying, Ike should be the number one star on this show at this point, right?
Well, he is.
Well, I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, Paul, but that's pretty self-explanatory.
He is the number one star on the show. His name's first, number one. And we haven't settled on the exact show name yet. You know, Paul, let me ask you, should we use our last names, and should Jack's name be in the show?
Well, last name's a mistake
for some of us.
You.
Afternoons with Ike featuring Spike and the Phillies Apologist.
Well, that's not a bad one.
Okay.
What'd you think of the Sixers? What'd you think of the Sixers last night?
It was a big win. And as far as the Sixers, this is how I look at it now. Every year, I think, okay, this is the year they're going to do it. They're at a number, whatever, one, two, three seeds. And you're like, all right, this is it. This year, I'm like, all right, they're probably not going to do it. So you know what that means, right?
They're going to do it.
This is the year they'll probably do it. So I guess that's my way of looking at it.
Yep.
But, I mean, everything, things usually don't line up for them. Embiid gets hurt at the wrong time, mm-hmm. yada, yada, yada. I just think.
We got that out of the way.
Yeah, I do. I think that this is the best chance that they've had. And people are worried about the. You know, they do have a tough path in the playoffs, right? They'll go from Miami in the play-in to the Knicks to possibly the Bucks and then the Celtics. But we've had easy paths before, and it doesn't work. So if you're that guy, then you got to be that guy against the good team. So I'm glad they started with Miami, and I'm glad they go to New York. Now, our morning show side question of the day is asking you for an awkward situation for that Eagles 2024 draft hat to get you registered for the autographed Jalen Hurts jersey. What is your awkward situation?
All right, so this is a very awkward situation, probably the most awkward situation I ever had in my life. And okay. Just in case I slip, get the dump button ready, but I'll tell you this story. This is years ago. I'm working at a liquor store at the front counter, and I'm nowhere near the town that I live in, and I'm wearing a hoodie from my high school. And so a lady comes in, you know, she buys her stuff. She comes up the counter. She sees my hoodie. She's like, oh, blah, 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 high school. I'm not going to say it. And I hope nobody's listening to this or it's going to be awkward moment part two. So she's like, oh, you went to this high school or whatever. I'm like, yeah. So we start talking about the high school. Now, at this high school, there was a situation that happened where the vice principal kind of had a little bit of a relationship with a foreign exchange student. So I, for some odd reason, decided this is a story that I'm going to talk about to this lady. And I start telling her about it. She said, oh, that's my husband. I'm like, no way that's your husband. She shows me the ID, like with her name, which I'm not going to say, obviously. And it indeed was her husband. So that was the very most awkward situation I could possibly have.
Well, you kept it clean. Yeah. That was good. No dump button necessary. Thank you, Paul. Thank you
appreciate
for the call.
It,
yeah. An Eagles call. We'll always take an Eagles call on WIP,
sure.
Right? Jeff in Mount Holly, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What up?
What's up, Jeff?
Good. So, I just thought I'd talk some birds real quick because draft's around the corner. And I just feel like a lot of people keep talking about we need corners. I don't think we really need it because we still have Isaiah Rodgers, and I think it's time that we really take the time to develop, like, you know, Kelee Ringo and Eli Ricks. And I just think we need to focus on probably a defensive end because now that we got rid of
Reddick.
And then Sweat, to me, Sweat's kind of hit or miss. Like, he had, I think, what, that one good year right before his contract extension that he got, and then he's had one double-digit sack season since then. I never really believed in Sweat, and I just feel like we need a defensive end. Most importantly, I would still like to get, you know, Trott Jr., because I think having that 1-2 punch at linebacker is important, especially like what Baltimore had with Roquan Smith and Patrick Queen. I think that's something we need. But I don't know. It's ultimately up to Howie. I just don't like that there's this notion that we need corners when we already have basically three young guys, and then we got, you know, Slay and Bradbury that hopefully with the new defensive coordinator, they just bounce back to what we saw a couple years ago on that Super Bowl run rather than falling short like we did this year.
Yeah, I tell you what I like about your call, Jeff, is that, A, you seem to be on the same side of the ball that I'm on, which is trying to focus on the defense and getting the defense better with these picks early. I would not be opposed to getting a pass rusher. You know what? The funny thing about defense, when it comes to those two positions, they kind of work together. Like, when you got a great pass rush, it makes your secondary better. If you got a good secondary that can cover and make that quarterback hold the football, that should help your pass rush out by allowing them to get to the football. To your point, I think there's more young talent in the stable in the secondary, particularly the cornerback position, than there is at the defensive end position, outside linebacker or outside pass rusher. So I'm still under the belief that Chop Robinson is my guy from Penn State that I would go with in the first round. But if they don't go with Chop Robinson, I would go with a cornerback. I still like two corners, Wiggins and Cooper DeJean.
I agree because I would take Chop because I think he's the closest thing to like Parsons that we could possibly get.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we just got rid of Reddick. I don't really believe in Sweat, and I know we signed Bryce Huff, but I mean, he was a rotational guy, but even being rotational, he still got double digit sacks. Now, is it a 1-year wonder? I don't know. Hopefully it's not, because I like that, you know, from the Super Bowl run we had in 17, we had all that depth at the D-line anyway, and it worked out great. So I'm just, you know, I'm hoping maybe that's what we're getting back to, is a great rotational defensive line that can get to the quarterback and definitely help out those corners.
So the morning show question of the day is, what is your awkward situation? The winner today gets an Eagles 2024 draft hat and registered for an autographed Jalen Hurts jersey. Give us yours.
Yeah, so it was just like sophomore year of high school. So I was like, what, 7 years ago? I was
that that whole
girl.
Year is an awkward situation for me.
Yeah,
you know,
sure, you're getting acne and you know, a lot of other stuff. Anyway, I was dating this girl and she was in theater, and that was kind of how I would skip some classes. And like, she'd have like theater practice or whatever, and I just, you know, sneak in there and hang out. That teacher didn't mind, and she had a whole show planned out and everything, and I participated in it, you know, got all dressed up for this, and we were performing for the middle school that came down the road and watched the play, and we were talking to the crowd after, like, some old teachers from the middle school, and I bumped into one of my English teachers, and she's like, oh, how are you doing? It's so great to see you. Oh, is this your sister? And I was like, no, it's actually my girlfriend. And I never looked at her the same after that, because I started realizing we do look kind of similar. I had glasses, brown hair, and I was like, the long story short, we ended up splitting up, and it was kind of maybe that. So.
The poor girl, it's not her fault.
Yeah, she didn't do
like
anything.
It. Yeah.
And can't look at my sister.
Yeah. Thank you for the call,
John. All right, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I could.
The high
see
school
how
that is just 4 years of awkwardness.
It was terrible for me.
That's why I love the American Pie movie.
Oh yes.
Yeah, it's just about the whole high school thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, my awkward time was, I mean, some would argue still going on, but I would say seventh grade all the way through graduation of high school. Like, yeah. I don't think I hit my stride till like sophomore or junior or college, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I hit my stride about my junior or senior year in high school.
Yeah,
man.
Me too. Yeah. I peaked in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's when you got your wife in high school,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So he was a star of the high school baseball team.
Before Homecoming she found court. Out you were a Division III fraud.
Two?
Yeah.
Division II? Homecoming court, prom, you know, all that
right,
stuff.
Right, right.
Yeah, the big dog.
I did a homecoming king. And I still to this day believe the girl that ran with me for homecoming, pretty too.
Yeah.
Would not have been able to get her. You know what I mean? She had a boyfriend. So I think she ran with me because I was the most popular guy in school. So she knew that she would win because you run as a couple, like as a court.
Yeah.
Homecoming, she's going for the queen, I'm going for the king. And we won. And I didn't even get a dance.
Wow, she's just drifting off of you. Off
yeah,
of
I'm just saying, but I didn't even get a dance at the homecoming dance. I mean, they announced us as king and queen. I didn't get a slow dance. I didn't, you know.
Well, so Jill won prom queen. Yeah. I did not win prom king. So I don't know why. She was dancing with someone else.
Right. Yeah. That's right. The king and the queen normally dance. Well, I didn't even get the run for prom king. Because if you won homecoming, you couldn't.
Which is the bigger win? That's a tough one.
Homecoming, right?
Yeah, I think it's prom.
Is it prom? I will say, the dude to run prom king, he did get the velvet crown and everything. Like, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Jack, you think?
I still felt like it, because actually homecoming was the day after the game, everything.
Oh, you felt like the big dog.
Oh, man, I felt like the big dog, man. I did.
These women ain't loyal.
As Chris Brown once said.
Coming up next on the W. Oh, by the way, Twitter question of the day, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. The question today is, do you feel more encouraged or less encouraged after last night's big Sixers win? 62% more encouraged. No, I lie. Yes, 62% more encouraged, 38% more discouraged. So we're seeing some positivity out there. Coming up next, an embarrassing moment for one Jason Kelce. That is next on the Afternoon Show on 94 WIP.
Well, you know, we detail on the show a lot.
Is this appliances?
Oh, when you think of appliances.
Yes.
You think of Jack Fritz.
Jack, tell me where to get a dishwasher.
National Appliance Warehouse.
Tell me where to get a washing machine.
National Appliance Warehouse.
Yes.
Tax-free Wilmington. You save money, obviously, because of that. But you also save money because of Price Assure. And Price Assure is this ridiculous technology that instantly updates the price tags if you're in the building. I was down there a couple weeks ago. I saw with my own eyes there's a lower price elsewhere. Bang, Price Assure updated the tag right in front of me. So you automatically make sure you get the lowest price possible. But don't excuse the lower price and think it's lower quality. There is super high quality. Tons of premium brands. They have over 100 brands down at National Appliance Warehouse. 1,500 square feet showroom. Service is top-notch. Mark Stomachin has built a fantastic organization down there. They take care of you in 8 seconds or less. They will answer your questions. If you don't know what to ask like me, they will help you out. Go to National Appliance Warehouse today in Tax-Free Wilmington. You're in the market for GE appliances. You can also save an additional 35% on GE appliances. They have an unmatched collection of GE Cafe, GE Profile, and Monogram appliances. Click nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in Tax-Free Wilmington today and tell them Jack Fritz.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sent you.
If you're going to carry water for the Eagles, come do it on the air. Come on. Come on. I'm serious. If you want to have the argument, do it for the people. If you want to have the, you walked in here with your Tyrese Halliburton jersey wanting an argument. So if you want an argument, come over here to the microphone. Come over here to the microphone. If you want an argument, come over here to the microphone. You walked WIP Afternoon Show. That's Ike Reese. I'm Spike Eskin, Jack Fritz. Howard Eskin, my dad, walks in wearing a Tyrese Halliburton jersey, very proud of himself, has never watched Tyrese Halliburton play a basketball game, very proud of himself, and walks in talking about that Daryl Morey is not good at his job, even though he has the best record of any general manager in basketball for 10 years, and can't verbalize why he's not good at his job, aside from the fact that no team that he's been general manager for has won a championship. However, maintains that Andy Reid was a good coach before he won a championship. So what is Daryl Morey's job?
Of course he is.
Is Daryl Morey a good general manager?
Yes.
No. Okay, done. Okay. So Ike's out of it. You're talking to me.
What has Daryl Morey ever won?
He wins basketball games.
And what does that do for him?
Winning a championship is hard.
Squat.
Okay, so before Andy Reid won a championship, what had he won?
He was with Green Bay when they won a Super Bowl.
He was a quarterback's coach.
Okay, but he was with Green Bay when they won
a Super Bowl. Okay, so Daryl Morey's teams, they've won 5 G-League championships. Andy Reid was a quarterback's coach. You do not have, you know what the truth is? You don't want to have a genuine discussion. No, you want to do your bit. You want to wear your jersey, but you don't want to have a real discussion because you're full of crap. You're full of crap. What is, no, come over to the microphone. You're scared because you're full of crap. You're full of it, man. You are full of it. He's full of it. Yet the truth is that they don't let you hang out in the facility all day long at the Sixers, so you don't talk good about them. You planted your flag. So we said that Sam Hinkie was doing the right thing. You disagreed. You planted your flag on the other side, and you are so intent on being right about that that you're willing to have disingenuous conversations about the team until Embiid is gone. And the truth is, when they hired Brian Colangelo, you walked around saying, oh, they finally got a basketball guy. Everything is great. And you kissed his ass, and he ended up being full of it. And that if they kiss your ass, then you'll be nice to them. Elton kissed your ass. Why aren't you nice to them? Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. Joel Embiid is a flawed player, right? He is not perfect. Daryl Morey is not perfect. But for the first time with the Philadelphia 76ers in forever, in 20 years, we have a superstar player, a great coach, and a great general manager. Perfect? No. But you're not even cheering for them. Like, you want them to lose so you will be right. It's a shame. I think it's a shame that you'd rather walk around the WIP studios wearing a Tyrese Halliburton jersey than a Joel Embiid jersey. That's what I think.
You good?
Yeah.
Just all right.
Wrong about Carson Wentz.
Well, yeah, some of us.
Wrong about Josh Sweat.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Belichick.
Wrong about Belichick. Wow. It's a shame to me. It's a shame to me because it's a Philadelphia team. You should want them to win. I don't understand why you don't want them to win.
Yeah.
That if they that and this is the last thing. Mm-hmm. If the 76ers got to the finals behind Joel Embiid, he would be upset. He would be upset because he would be wrong. He'd be upset.
I'm double dutching here. I don't know where to jump in.
No, you don't. This is me.
Yeah.
This is mine. I got it. I got it. Okay. It's just like, I don't get it. You know, I didn't like Carson from the beginning. Didn't like Carson. But if the Eagles won a Super Bowl with Carson as a quarterback, that'd have been awesome.
Yeah.
It'd have been awesome.
You wouldn't have been any less joyous. Because the fact is,
but
the team won a Super Bowl.
Won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, so you would have been excited for that.
I just don't get it.
Yeah.
What if he goes on the show on Saturday morning? Daryl goes on the show. We good then?
Nah.
You would be.
It's in the take vault. I think Howard Sixer's thing is in the take vault.
Oh, yeah.
What's the take?
They're never going to win with Joel Embiid.
Okay, but that's... Charles Barkley never won a championship.
No, I know.
His guy. No, I'm not. I'm just saying that the number of NBA great NBA players who don't win a championship is long.
Yeah, but at least they get to a finals.
Sure, and he needs to.
Yeah.
And I absolutely. And you know what? If he collapses in the Knicks series, if he collapses, we'll be the first one to say he collapsed, to say that he needs to grow up, man up, and be a leader and be a champion.
Yeah.
Would be the first one to say that. Absolutely. For his resume to be complete, he needs a playoff run that is signature. And you know, Giannis has one, but he has one.
He has the one.
Dirk has one, but he has one.
Well, Iverson only had one.
And he didn't win anything.
Didn't win
too.
A title.
Yeah.
But yeah. Spike's in having that run to the title. Yeah.
But just having a run
having
to the
a run
finals.
To the finals, yeah.
100%. 100%. And he needs it, absolutely. And there's a chance it never happens. But I'm not hoping for it not to. Mm-hmm. That's my point.
Now, if Nick wins the Super Bowl, yeah, that's where I draw the line.
Nick Sirianni?
Yeah. Yeah, that can't happen.
What?
Yeah, nah. I need Belichick.
Stop. Is that the vault?
What's the
up?
Take?
Oh, Belichick needs
Belichick
to
take. Yeah, he wants that in the vault. So
I need Belichick. Yes. I need Belichick.
You're just putting your own takes in the vault.
Well, no one else is partaking in the take.
We don't have the buttons.
Well, you tell me something you want to put in the take vault. I'll open the vault for you.
Well, I stuck my head in there with the Toby.
I know, but that's what we almost feel bad for you at this point.
Unbelievable. So before we...
Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was.
That's a great...
Yeah. Believe me, I know when he feels he has a good one, we're going to hear it for a while.
Yeah.
So I mentioned...
Right in the rotation.
I mentioned an embarrassing Jason Kelce moment.
Yes.
So this is from the High... Wait, what's the podcast called?
High Hopes.
New Heights.
New Heights.
No, that's a good plug, though.
Yeah.
The number one Phillies podcast on the land.
New Heights podcast. You said you have we have the audio, right?
Yes.
All right, here it is.
After that event, we went right to Jason Lost His Ring, where we had a full vat of Skyline Chili.
God.
This is actually technically a three-way. It's not just Skyline Chili. There's spaghetti in there,
cheese, and
chili.
It smelled so bad in that part of the arena.
Mixed into that chili were socks with make-believe rings, and then there's actually only one real ring in there, which was my Super Bowl ring, that they had to try and find. One in each pool. But there was an unfortunateness. As you guys know, this game existed because I continually lose my Super Bowl ring. And I don't even know if Travis still knows this, but I legitimately lost my Super Bowl ring in this event. They could not find it. We have still yet to find it.
What did you expect to happen?
I thought that we would just go in the pool and get the ring afterwards.
You're such a f***ing imbecile.
Greg got a metal detector. There's actually metal in Skyline Chili. There's traces of iron within the chili itself. So it's an impossible task to try and use a metal detector.
That's so good.
There's probably lead as well in there. It's just a hunk of metal. I'll just have another one made, I think. They can do that, right?
I don't know, Jason. Probably.
Guess we're going to find out.
Jason Kelce lost his Super Bowl ring.
That was a lot. me being from Cincinnati, it's a lot he went in there and said there.
So Skyline Chili is when they put chili on top of spaghetti.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
And it's not. Yeah. So it's a thing that's unique to Cincinnati, this chili. And those two obviously played down there in Cincinnati for the Bearcats, so they know about it. And Jason just went in hard on the chili. With this lead.
Yeah, there's
iron.
Lead. Yeah. sounds appetizing.
Can't use a metal detector in it because all the lead and iron is. He can't find the ring.
So I hope he can have another one made. I'm sure it's going to cost him.
What's that, 30 grand, 40 grand for that ring?
Probably more than that for that one.
Well, he'll be okay.
Jergens, I think those rings are. I think that's the brand.
Cam Jergens?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cam Jergens.
Wow.
I think it's something like that.
Why would he put his real ring in a sock, man?
Who knows, man? That dude's having the time of his life.
He really is.
God bless him.
He's nailing the whole retirement thing.
Yes.
He lost his Super Bowl ring in Skyline Chili down there in some damn contest.
Kelsey gets his back, right? But like when Brazier did it.
John Brazier, director of Fun and Games for the Phillies, lost his Phillies World Series
ring. Somebody
ring
returned it to him.
In a
That's
bathroom.
Good. Yeah. I'm not sure they're making another one for him.
I would. Yeah, well, yeah, maybe not for him for sure.
No.
But for Kelsey...
Yeah, that would make another.
Yeah, he just, I mean, you know, you talk to Jeffrey and find out who made the rings, and you just put in another order for yours, and they're going to bill you. Don't worry. He has it.
Show today brought to you by Gaida. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Gaida Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GAIDA or visit goguida.com.
Look how locked in I'm here, that I've been today. I thought we had a damn Phillies game. I'm ready to do leading off.
No leading off today.
I thought we had a Phillies game tonight.
A rare. What's there to watch tonight?
So we had nothing to watch tonight?
AKA
no NBA.
Gamble on.
Yeah. Well, you guys.
That's really what we're saying.
Yeah.
I got nothing to put some juice
on. I'm going
to
watch a movie with my wife. No game tonight. I feel like a sense of relief when there's no game.
Wow. Appreciate that, Spike.
Sorry, that was diehard.
You ruined the night for both of us. Like, yeah.
Bad by me. You can dump it.
Oh, yeah, appreciate that, Spike. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is around the time she does listen to the show. Yeah.
Sorry.
Movie night tonight. Okay.
Sorry.
Well, you fall asleep during movies anyway.
Everything's not for the air.
Aaron and Mount Airy.
This is true.
Aaron and Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What up?
What's up, A?
My man Spike, welcome back.
Thank you,
Based
sir.
Based on the pictures and videos that you post of all your events, I might be the only black listener you got to your Rice and Ricky Sanchez podcast.
Oh, we got a few. I wouldn't say
there's
it's
dozens of them.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a majority, but there are a few.
Dozens.
But listen, I was at the game last night, right? And why do you of all the hills that you can climb, that you can climb up and lay down on for 5 years, Ike.
Mm-hmm.
Not with you, man. Why have you died on the hill of Tobias Harris? He and Spike been saying on his podcast, he wants out of here. That man, and on the basketball court, I'm not talking about his character, on the basketball court,
sure,
he is horrible. And yeah. and I start feeling bad for him. When he checked in, we booed. I'm not a booer. I don't do that. He checked in, the stadium booed him. Because we were so frustrated with his play. And I don't know what Maxie was on last night, but he's driving the paint, just losing the ball. I don't know if Jimmy Butler got in his head and he got a little scared out there. But he was horrible passes, not being aggressive. Like, and that has been saying it. Is he ready to be, like, are we going to have another James Harden thing where, you know, it's not be your talent. Can you seize the moment and step up? Because Embiid had to hit that clutch three last night. He had to.
Yeah.
Maxie couldn't come through.
Maxie
just couldn't come through.
He looked like a player who had a concussion or something, to be honest with you.
I don't know. It was bad. The first half was atrocious. That when we got down to 13, I'm looking up. I got to be up at 2:30 in the morning. I'm looking at that. I'm like, damn. Let me think. I'm about to push him out of here. I was like, I don't know we coming back. Because Embiid's body language was horrible. I'm looking up at his stats. At that point, he only had like 10 points. I'm like, what is going on there? What did he finish with, like 18, 20, something like that?
Yeah.
So he didn't have
he finished with 23.
23, yeah. But we pulled out the win.
Yeah.
Now we about to go stump on the Knicks. Come on, man. The Knicks are, they're not a good team.
Yeah.
They're just try hard, and you know how, you know, in the NBA, when you're try hard, you could be bad team.
How long we been together, A? How long you been listening to me?
To you.
We go Ike at night. We go back to Ike at night, right?
12 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, 12 years. I've been with Spike since he started the podcast.
Yeah.
13 years now, Spike.
11 years.
Well, I only say this because you ask me why am I continuously dying on this hill with Tobias Harris.
We know. You're like a pit bull.
Yes. You know it, man.
You know what? Y'all right. I'm wrong. Tobias is not that good. You can say it's okay, Ike.
Well, I'll meet you halfway. He certainly is overpaid. I agree with you there. He certainly is overpaid.
Aaron, give us your awkward situation for the Eagles draft hat.
I don't know if it's awkward because I don't really live an awkward life. No, I don't know if it's awkward, but I was saying Pop Warner, right? And my dad, he couldn't get to a lot of my games, but he made it to this one. Back in the day, my dad stayed with a beer can, right? He up there in the stands watching me, and we get a play call. I play corner. We get a play call, corner blitz. Boom. I'm like, the hole was empty. I'm like, I got his ass. I shoot through it. The running back slides over and laid me right out. I'm just laying there. I look up at my dad. He just put his head down, shaking his head at me. just in disgust. Like, damn, that's my son. And when I say I got laid out, he's flitting. He's flitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Eddie George did that to me in college.
Oh, really? Thank you for the call, Aaron.
He didn't necessarily knock me out, but he's definitely ran me over.
Yeah, Aaron's been around for a while.
Yeah.
I like Aaron.
Yeah. So, is it not? It's more fun to die on the hill.
Yes.
Yes, that's what we do.
Because you know what? If you wait until the last very second, there's still a chance.
Still a chance.
And if you
all
get
I need
off,
him to do is hit a game winner.
If you get off the Tobias Hill and he scores 33 against the Knicks in game
that's
one,
worse.
You're done.
Yes.
But you can't have it back.
I can't. Yeah. I can't. So I'm with you there. Listen. I'm waiting on Mahomes to get injured so the Bronco can lead the Chiefs to the Super Bowl.
The text line brought to you by Mount Holly Nissan. New 2024 Nissans are arriving daily at Mount Holly Nissan. Minutes from everywhere, just over the bridge. Online at mthollynissan.com.
Text line.
Kenny from the Dirty 30 learning what basketball was at the age of 60 last night was wild to hear. Mike and Motko.
It really was. Did,
so true, yeah, it's so true.
It's like, wow, they have music here.
Yeah.
Mike, yeah, have you? Well, I guess he did say he had never been to a Sixers game, so I guess so.
Wait, and then the most Kenny from the Dirty 30 thing ever was, hey, what's your awkward story? Beat the crap out of a Cowboys fan, then dated his daughter. Jeez.
Yep, that's Kenny.
Man, oh man. What's next?
Man, having Spike here sure is easy refreshing. Joel in Center City.
I truly think I'm fair about Embiid, though I want him to succeed. So I will look at the bright side.
Yes.
But if you're, and I understand, I'm not on the radio, like this is the first time I've been on the radio all the time in a very long time.
Yeah.
If you listen to the podcast,
you would know, yeah.
I'm quite critical, you know, but I do truly want it for him. He's been so singularly associated with this era and even with us doing the pod and being, I feel like it's a victory for all of us if he wins.
I'm glad you're here just for that reason. I mean, attaching myself with Elliot and us two dying on this hill every spring, that hasn't been fun.
Yeah, so there's one more. We're all going to go down the ship together.
Us, yes.
Yeah. What's next?
Darn, we thought we finally got rid of this guy. WFAN seeing the Sixers win last night.
They're pumped up at the fan.
They are.
They think they want to bury me.
They're making it a little, just taking down Spike.
I abandoned them. They want to bury me. So I think we're going to have somebody from fan on. We should have a regular Nick correspondent.
Okay.
You know, we were talking about it. We can't have anybody from the afternoon show because we're on at the same time. I was thinking about Sal. Sal Licata of everyone on fan is the one who I feel like would fit in on WIP the most.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe we'll have Sal on. He's been disrespectful to me on Twitter over the last few days, but we'll see.
Plus, Tiki's dead to you.
And he's the afternoon show, and he's dead to me. And I don't even think he likes the Knicks. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
What's next?
My most awkward moment is when I wake up in the morning and see my husband sleeping in two hoodies and a snow hat. Spike's wife in New Jersey.
You ain't lying. My goodness.
She does not like it. She doesn't like it. She doesn't like when I wear socks to bed. There's one time my brother and I decided to go get a pedicure one day, which I had never done before. And I said, should I get nail polish? And she said, do not. And I said, should I? She said, do not. The girl asked me if I want nail polish. I got pink nail polish. I came home. She was disgusted with me.
Didn't even want to, she should be.
Didn't even want to sleep in the bed with me.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Yeah.
Nail polish.
Once I wore hoodie footy pajamas. Wouldn't sleep in the bed with me with the footy pajamas either. What's next?
Awkward situation. I was just drinking my coffee early one morning before work. Some guy in two hoodies walked by and said, hey. So I just gave him a smile, and then he broke into my car. Tim in Newark.
And then he broke into my car.
Hugh said that I look like I'm going to rob somebody. Unfair.
Unfair, man. Unfair.
It
is kind of early to be speaking to people with hoodies on.
6:30?
Yeah, man. 6:30, Spike. Everybody's not up and chipper like you at 6:30.
Yeah. Okay.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
What's next?
Spike yesterday. No one in my neighborhood talks to me when I'm walking. They should be ashamed of themselves. Spike today. You know what I love to do? I love to yell at my neighbors for their driving habits. Alex in Lancaster.
Text line!
The whole text line was ripping me.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome back.
So we got to pick a winner for today's morning show side question.
Oh,
by the way,
that's a lot of good ones there.
A lot of good ones. I got a bunch of tweets saying, "Why are you making a mistake? Why do you keep saying you're on the morning show?" And no, it's the morning show
side question.
Because
yes.
We stole it from the morning show.
Yes.
So the winner today gets an Eagles 2024 draft hat, and you're qualified for a grand prize drawing to win an autographed Jalen Hurts Midnight Green jersey, courtesy of the Eagles Pro Shop on Saturday, April 20th at the Lincoln Financial Field. Pro Shop will host a Jalen Hurts Kelly Green jersey signing event from 10 to 11:30 a.m. The first 150 fans who come to the store and purchase a Kelly Green Jalen Hurts jersey on April 20th will get to have their jersey signed on site by Jalen. So who are the finalists, do you think, Jack?
So I think the Stephen Phoenixville mistaking the customer with the worker is a classic one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's been around for a while. The mistaking the pregnant woman caused some controversy. Yeah, that was two people.
A little controversy on the phone.
The dead fish from Tom from Abington, a classic case. And then I think Kenny from the Dirty 30 meeting the guy's girlfriend's dad and then remembering that he beat the girlfriend's dad up.
Yeah. That's a little less awkward, a little more psychotic.
Well, that is Kenny.
Yeah. What do you think, Ike?
I like the pregnancy.
Yeah, so do I. And we got a couple of them, but I think you have to give it to the first one, right?
Well, Chris has won a lot, so we'll give it to Joe.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Congrats. Well, what's next, Robbie E. and Riding with the King? I saw the King with his Halliburton. Just to confirm to everybody, I still do like and love my dad. He purposely drives me crazy and then leaves. That's his whole bit.
Yep.
So just so you know, when it happens to you in the car, I have 48 years worth of it, and it still happens. He's so skilled in
that way.
Best,
man.
Today's show has been brought to you by Guida. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down up to 3 years and pay off interest-free. Call Guida Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. We will see you tomorrow.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.